Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty. If you are considering a move to or within the Blue Water area, please reach out to discuss your housing needs. Call 810-650-6255. Again, that is 810-650-6255. Thank you.
All right, on this rainy Thursday, 8:40 is our time. I love a good historical fiction book, and I love a great mafia story, and that's exactly what legendary author Jeffrey Konvitz has come up with in his shocking new crime novel, The Circus of Satan. It spans decades. It's about the rise of the mafia in the United States, and he's on the line with us right now. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. You are best known, of course, for The Sentinel, the best-selling horror classic in the 70s, 1974. Circus of Satan is a departure, but also somewhat related. Kind of explain how these two are a little bit related in theme and what drew you to the horrors found in historical fiction.
Well, the interesting thing is, even though The Sentinel was a horror story and its sequel, which was also a bestseller, and I think 1980 was a was a horror story. There was its structure was based around good and evil, and choices in one's life. Of course, it was horror based, but this book is similar in that it has a very as violent as it is. Because it was a very violent period between 1900 and 1913. The Irish mob controlled virtually every city in the country, particularly in New York through Tammany Hall. They controlled the police departments. All the senior members of the police department were corrupt, as well as most of the police officers. And through the police, they controlled crime and drugs, graft, everything. And There's a lot of ethics in Circus of Satan. It choices that one makes in one's life, discussions about amid the ongoing plot about ethics, morality, revenge, the afterlife. Do you get revenge in the afterlife or now? What is your mandate to cure the tilting of the universe? So there's a lot of that in there, but it comes out very spaced in the dialogue and the characters and let's put it this way. This is just about as horrifying as the fictional horror. This is almost worse. This was one of the worst periods. And when the Irish mob was destroyed in 1913, out of that rose the Jewish mob into labor racketeering. And then the Jewish mob and the Italian mob into bootlegging, and so on. This is the middle period. If people are familiar with Gangs of New York, the movie with Leonardo DiCaprio, and Boardwalk Empire, the series that was fabulous, this book connects the two. It tells you what happened in the middle period that led to the rise of the Jewish gangs and the Italian gangs and the destruction of Irish power in the United States. So I run my fictional characters through all real events. Almost everything in the book is real. It happened. There are major events like the Triangle Shirtwaist Fire, the sinking of the Titanic, the murder of Stanford White, the 1904 Olympics, the World's Fair, events in Chicago, with a whole bunch of real characters like William Randolph Hearst and Johnny Torrio and Al Capone as a young kid, and Arnold Rothstein, who became the king of organized crime. They're all in there, and my anti-hero uses them to set up his plot.
Oh, I love that.
It took a long time to figure this out, trust me.
Well, yeah, Jeff, I was going to ask you, how long did it take you to write this book? Because from the original idea to all the research you had to do to writing it, this had to have been a years-long process.
It started in the late 70s, like around 1980. I was in the film business as an executive, even though I wasn't practicing law, but I had my law degree at the time. I wrote a version of the story, and I tried to fictionalize the main event, which was the Becca Rosenthal murders, which ended the connection between the politicians and the police department. And it didn't work fictionally, and I put it away for 16 years. And I got married again, and my new wife found the book, read it in the early 1990s, like in 1993, 94, and said, boy, this is a terrific story. You ought to do this as a book, a bigger book. I read it. I still didn't like it. And then I had the epiphany. You can't fictionalize this. You got to run it through real events. Mm-hmm. That started the research. So it took, I have a law practice and appellate practice, and I've made movies in the period. I financed films. That's my law side and my film side. But I all along I kept writing, researching. So the answer to your question is a long-winded answer. 25 years it took me.
Where did your fascination with organized crime come from? Because I feel like as a society, as a nation, we're all kind of fascinated by this. We like to peek in to this world. Where did your interest in this come from?
Well, I think my interest came out of philosophy. Two areas. Number one, it's great for storytelling. Whatever you say about Circus of Satan, it's a story. You can't stop reading it. You go chapter by chapter. Every chapter ends with a major twist or a turn or a major event, and you have to go on. But I think the grounding of my interest is really an ethical grounding. One of my favorite books that I ever read was Joseph Conrad's Heart of Darkness, which tells you that inside each person there's a light side and a dark side. If you remove the rule of law, and the rule of law was destroyed in 1900 to 1913 because all the police were corrupt and the politicians were corrupt. Everyone was corrupt. And throughout multiple cities, a little different in each city, but heavily on the Irish side. If you remove the rule of law, the dark side comes out. Everyone has it in them. So when you look at crime novels, you can usually find that in the periods where these, whether it's Jewish gangs or Jewish organized crime or Italian organized crime or Irish organized crime, there's an absence of the rule of law. Find an analogy today, too.
Yeah.
And that allows the dark side to come out. It's very seductive. It's like a drug. If you're a drug addict, you want drugs. If that dark side comes out in you, you want to satisfy it. And by reading about the mob and the killings and everything else, and I'm an expert on all this stuff. There's tons of stuff that didn't appear in the book. Well, the book would have been 10,000 pages long. It's seductive. It's like a drug. And you get hooked on it. And most people really have that in them. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the answer to your question. Also, I took a course when I was at Cornell as an undergraduate from Hannah Arendt, who's a very famous philosopher. And she covered the Eichmann trial in Israel.
Wow.
And she wrote a book that analyzed this dark side in people. And how if you remove the rule of law, like in Nazi Germany, the dark side will come out. And in a way, she was attacked as an apologist for Eichmann, but she wasn't. There's a philosophical underpinning for liking these stories about organized crime. The other thing is, this book, no one knows about this period. You could question 50 people about organized crime with the Jews and the Italians and the modern organized crime. No one would have any answers as to this period, 1900 to 1913, and how the Irish mob was destroyed. So what I had to do is create the world, make you feel like you're in the world, tell a story that's riveting, yet filled with history and ethics. There's a lot of discussion about ethics between our anti-hero and a rabbi who taught him how to fight. So I guess that's a long-winded answer to your question.
But it's a great answer, and it only took you a quarter century to bring this to fruition. Real quick, Jeff, is this something that you would like to see adapted to film like The Sentinel was?
Well, it's the answer is yes, with a caveat. It's going to be hard to adapt this for a movie because it's so big. It covers 13 years. But as a miniseries, absolutely. Miniseries like Boardwalk Empire or
sure.
Yellowstone, all those hit miniseries, the Day of the Jackal, it's perfect for that. The only drawback is it's expensive. You have to recreate 1900 to 1913 New York, Chicago, Kansas City, St. Louis, Detroit. The Purple Gang's in there. They were the young kids. They wander around a bit.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you've heard of them. So it's expensive, but, you know, in the miniseries world, it's not undoable. Yes, I would like to see it. I think I will make it happen. But right now I'm focusing on the book. It's available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble's in hardcover and ebook. Later on, I'll have the audio book and a trade paper and feathering it in. It's not in bookstores because as an independent author, this is the first book I've had that I didn't have a major publisher. The other books were Simon & Schuster, Random House, Bantam. I decided to do this myself, design the artwork, design the campaign, the one you and I are talking about right now, take control of this in my own life like I do with my independent movies, and I'm very happy. If I sell one book, I'll be thrilled.
I think you sell a lot more than that. Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of people are going to be reading that The Circus of Satan this summer. Sounds like a great, great read. And Jeff, I appreciate you telling us about it. I wish you all the success with this book, and we'll look forward to reading it this summer.
Well, I'll throw one final thing out, Paul. I have yet to find anybody who could figure out the ending of this book. I surprise everyone. People read to the end of the book and they go, oh my God, this is what was really going on. Holy, with the S word, holy, wow.
There you go.
I completely surprised them.
I love that. That is a satisfying finish to a book, no doubt. Jeff, great talking to you. Thanks so much. Good luck with The Circus of Satan.
And thank you for having me, Paul, and good luck to Detroit. I've been there many times. I love the city. I've actually played in senior basketball leagues up there for many years with some pretty good players. In fact, one thing you know, I played in college against Dave Bing.
No kidding.
Mayor. Oh, yeah. I played against him for 3 years till I got hurt, but he was a little better than I was, to be honest.
Go figure. Oh, that's great. Jeff, wonderful talking to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.